Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have prepared for you, as always, an amazing, amazing show, and we have an amazing and very, very special guest. I have to remind you to everyone to, and I really like to take some time every show to thank everyone for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show and to be able to share the great news. We have over 2,300 and some more likes on our fan page. Every day is going up, and we have over 3,000 also listeners that are listening all over the world at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have people in Australia, the UK, South America, and United States. That's from our guests. It's from here in Canada, obviously, and I don't know where else. Our stats are, every time I look at my stats, I am very happy and very honored to be able to participate and being part of this amazing network of women and men all around the world and be sharing this with everyone. I want to also take a little time to thank our sponsors. We've been sponsored right now by OMG Event, ohmygoshevent.com. So without further ado, I will introduce, and I have a little bio from our guest. Her name is Phillips Smith, and here is her bio.
Phillips Smith. As a recognized business and technology consultant over 25 years experience in sales and marketing management for global telecommunication company, along with multiple technical and business certification in voice data and other telecommunication and business industry. Phillips Smith has did numerous national and international companies in realizing positive growth, strategic vision, cost containing, people exchange, and innovative marketing in some of the enabling factors provided for achievement, successful, and result. Mrs. Smith started her career in professional sport as a director of sales and marketing. She then entered the world of wireless communication and stayed in the communication industry for over 20 years. Following a very successful career in telecommunication, Mrs. Smith started her own business and technology consultant firm, assisting small business through global enterprise company with business plans, marketing plans, outsourced professional solution, technical upgrade, and sales training. Currently, Mrs. Smith is the president of Easia Enterprises, Inc., an advertising, social media, and event management company. Easia Enterprises creates and manages businesses, expo, conferences, and social events through the country. She is also responsible for creating the TWBN Electronics Marketing Elevator to Saving feature, featuring businesses from a variety of industry, a book club, Writers Forum, and education center. Some of Mrs. Smith's personal achievement includes numerous sales, marketing, Recognition Award, former board member of NAWIC, current board president and founder of the Professional Women's Business Network, a national organization experiencing technical panel consultant, exponential growth, Forex World, technical consultant for art industry and costs of Philadelphia, motivational speaker for SBA, motivational speaking and business development trainer, as well as the ambassador for the World Green Energy Symposium. Aside from a long business career, Mrs. Smith was a former professional actress, singer, and entertainer, providing her with the expertise to win over any audience.
And without further ado, here is Phyllis. Hello,
hi,
Phyllis. How are you? Good. I'm so happy to be able for you to be able to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show here in Toronto, Canada. And that was a very, very impressive bio. My goodness, you are busy. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, I like to warm things up and not that you need any help or anything like that, because I can see, I've looked at your website, you're very comfortable speaking in front of audience and speaking in front of people and in front of TV and so forth. But I like to just to have fun. What is your favorite color, Phyllis?
Oh, my favorite color is green.
Your favorite color is green. And I have this little database that I just like to know people's personality. And when people talk about their color, they basically talk about what they like to do most or how they their personality matches to the color. And green, and I'm looking here, the meaning of green is associated with nature, healing, health, and balance, people that are very emotional and very inspired and very compassionate. And I think it's right on the dot, because it sounds like you are that type of person. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Actually, at 12 midnight, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday! Oh, this is fantastic. We're celebrating your birthday. This is recorded, everyone, and it will be played later on at the Lizzie T Radio Show. But we want to make sure that everyone who is listening right now, July 8th, Philip's birthday. So congratulations and many, many, many days of happiness for you to come. And I know you are a very successful person, so we're really, really excited. So I understand, Phyllis, that you are the founder of the Professional Women's Business Network, also known as the PWBN. What is PWA? How does this work? Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
The Professional Women's Business Network is a nonprofit organization that I started in 2009 for, I just brought some women together. I was currently downsized from one of my positions, and I wanted to be around people that could keep me connected and motivated. So I invited 25 women that I had worked with in the past or knew that were similar peers to my, you know, my level of experience, and invited them to a breakfast meeting, and it caught on very fast. They brought more people each month, and it grew and grew and grew, and after 3 years, we had 400 people that wanted to come to our meetings, and several women said they wanted to start their own meetings, and we have chapters now. In 2011, of October, we had one chapter, and when the women came to me and wanted to start the groups, we had to put together a business plan, because it was not right. Something that simple that you could just throw together a networking group. This is the chapters that actually meet. The women do self-introductions. They do a roundtable discussion at their meetings, so each person is involved. They each have a voice. We don't have speakers at our meetings. And they get to network, which is great, because a lot of them can help each other, and many of them do. So either they help them by doing business with each other, or they help each other get chips, et cetera. And it has grown exponentially. In 1 year, we have grown 30 chapters in 4 states.
Wow.
I'm really excited because on July 31st of this month, we are launching our first Los Angeles chapter on the West Coast. And what I didn't mention is that I started this group on the East Coast in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So July 31st, this is going to be a big get-together, I assume, for all the chapters of PWBN. And I assume that you are inviting everybody who is listening right now to be able to be part of this get-together, this big celebration?
Well, it's not exactly a celebration. Actually, it's a new chapter. We have several chapters. Each of them are in different strategic geographical locations. This
mm-hmm.
chapter in Los Angeles, California, is our first West Coast chapter. And you can imagine the United States is very big, just like Canada. So,
absolutely.
You know, to get something all the way on the other ocean is amazing. And we are expanding in several other states over the next few months. So we will probably be in every state within the next 2 years. And I do love the people in Canada. I would love to have a group up there as well. So, you know, as far as the California one, anyone who lives in the Los Angeles area is certainly welcome to come to the chapter. Again, I do need to tell you that this is for women, business owners, professionals,
mm-hmm.
executives, and those women in transition, whether they're just leaving school and not having a job at this time, or perhaps someone who just lost their job, PWBN will provide them with a free membership.
Wow. And that was actually my next question, what type of woman come to this? And you just answer it's for everybody, professional, that they have their own business, that they're transitioning. And by the way, listeners, I will have the link of PWBN on the Lizzie T Radio Show, also on the LizzieT.com website, and for anybody who is interested in the States, and as you heard from Phyllis here in Toronto, Canada, as well, she is looking for someone to start a chapter. Do you have anyone right now in Toronto, Canada, that is thinking of opening a chapter here, or is that something that you're looking is open for discussion?
Well, we actually have a program. We have a video. If someone is interested in starting one of our chapters, there is no cost associated with starting a chapter. It's basically a dynamic woman who can lead and facilitate a group once a month. And usually they can have it at a restaurant where they can have a breakfast or a lunch meeting, or even if they have a facility like a library that has a private room and it would be a free meeting, it's an opportunity.
Right.
PWBN does not make any money off the membership. All of our money goes back into supporting all the women that are part of our group.
And that's what I was going to ask you is, what does entail, what does it take to start a chapter?
Well, it just takes somebody who wants to lead a group, actually, somebody who's a community leader, who sees the value
right.
of bringing women together and helping them connect. You know, the problem today is that so many people are having difficulties with making money. Either they've lost
mm-hmm.
their position, or they're out of school and they can't find a job, or they're semi-retired, and they just, you know, there's a lot of talented people out there, and those same talented
Absolutely.
People are trying to get the same job, right? So this group basically comes together, and if it's someone who's starting a business, they all help each other, and it's wonderful, very rewarding to watch the women help each other and also connect and give them referrals and buy from each other. You know, if all small businesses formed a group where they could all buy from each other, the countries would not have any problems. Right now, they're
Absolutely.
Too busy sending, right? They were too busy worrying about other people somewhere else. If each community took care of each other, they would not have any problems. Everyone would be able to pay their rent or buy food or take care of their children. And that's what, you know, that's what this group is about. We are there to connect people. We're there, you know, you're familiar with social media, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Facebook you meet people online and LinkedIn.com, all those wonderful social media sites. Everybody's meeting everybody, but really they're not meeting anyone because the problem is they never see each other in person. So they have these impersonators that pretend they're something that they're not. Where in our group, we're a social group for women, so you can call it a lifestyle and business network that's in person, whereas that's online and this is in person. So that makes a big difference. And today, if you cannot build relationships, you will never be successful. Can't build them unless you meet the people, right? Yes, very true.
What other questions? We are a people right now that is bombarded with the internet and bombarded with social media, and we, it's like you said, we portrayed somebody who sometimes we are not, or the person on the other side, they, you know, you think that's who they are. However, when it comes to reality, they're struggling or they're not out there. We still need the touch, the contact, the face-to-face, the looking into somebody else's eyes. And that's what gives you the confidence of dealing with that person for any particular business. That is the biggest referral in the world, is when you actually can touch and see, yes, I've met her, I've met him, and they're great to work with, and they're very friendly, they are very professional, and that's what gives you that confidence. And that, I think that referral, when you meet that person, is more than $1,000 because it just gives you that connection that as a human being we still need.
Right,
don't you agree?
Absolutely. And right, absolutely. And I think that there are a lot of people out there, a lot of companies out there, they understand that women are the major consumers. They 51% of women are the buyers of the world. And with that, they are trying to grasp the understanding of how to work with women and to get them to buy their products or services. The problem is that, and I don't care what anyone thinks, but men and women think very differently. Women are very compassionate. Women are very honest in most circumstances. And they want to be treated with honesty and with loyalty. If they don't have that, they will not buy from someone. Like you said, they want to meet the person. They want to get to know them. They want to know that that person is going to do something good for them and not take advantage of them, right? So that's why it's so important for people to come together and be able to help each other. I've been doing this for many, many years. Of course, I've connected companies together, but now I'm connecting women. This, I have to tell you, is my passion. So this was something I didn't plan on building. Yeah, it's not something I planned on building, but it happened. And guess what? I love it. I love every single day helping.
This is wonderful. And I can see and I can hear in your voice. I can hear on this other side of the microphone the passion that you have when you talk about this, because you are really, truly, genuinely wanting to help that person and do whatever it takes so they, because when somebody else is successful and you help them, you are successful as well. And I really appreciate your honesty and showing this through the Realizity Radio Show, because it's definitely, we need, as a woman, we need more help for each other. There is, the rivalry is gone. It should be gone. We should be helping each other, and we should be definitely having more groups like the one that you have created. And I'm looking forward to anyone who is listening right now to be in touch with you. I do not want to forget for you to mention your website and your email and a phone number that you can reach you, because I know over this show that we're recording and broadcasting right now, you will have tons of questions of how to start a group and here in Toronto, Canada, or anywhere that they're listening to. So can you please go ahead and give your information?
Certainly. You can view our information about the organization at www.PWBN, for Professional Women's Business Network, PWBN.org. Or you can view our video at www.youtube.com/PWBN1. And our phone number is 1 215 800-300-2133. Email is info@pwbn.org.
Fantastic. This has been great. And, yeah, I really, really want to thank you, Phyllis, for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, being able to share this knowledge and this expertise with everyone, and for being so honest and compassionate towards this cause. I call it a cause because it looks and it sounds like you're taking upon yourself this amazing cause to be able to help women around the States and in Canada now and around the world. You never know. Things always happen for a reason. Like you said, this is not what you plan. It just fell on your lap, and you are doing, you're very strong. You're taking it. You're taking the ownership, and you're running with it. And that's congratulations and kudos to you for taking that that ownership.
I have to tell you one thing though. This could not have happened if I was not able to bring women together that had expertise in many areas to help grow this organization. Mm-hmm. We have an advertising person. I have a woman who's in charge of membership. People like yourself who run a radio show. I have been on several interviews out there. And I got to tell you, what you do is important, too, because you're getting your voice out there and giving information to the people. And that's so important. And I'd love to hear from your listeners. I think that I love to hear ideas and suggestions. And the problem with me is every time I get a suggestion, I act on it and make things even bigger. So I would certainly love to hear something from some of the listeners.
I wouldn't say that's a problem. That's definitely, definitely a plus, definitely a plus for you. And again, I want to thank you so much for being part of this humble show, the Lizzie T Radio Show here in Canada that is, it's been creating this little commotion. People are wanting to be part of this because I'm also like you. I want to be able to connect people, connect women, and connect small businesses to reach a place where before social media, before the internet, it was impossible for you to be on the radio show or for you to have a radio show. That was unheard of. And now, thanks to the internet, we can connect the world, people that are able to have a voice and to help each other. This has been more than an honor and a pleasure for me to be able to be part of this. So any last word, Phyllis?
No, I just want to thank you. And if you have a podcast, I certainly will put that up for our group to hear your show. And we want to connect with the people in Canada. So I would love to come up there sometime. And hopefully we'll be able to connect with a group up there as well. So thank you again for all of your time and allowing me to be part of your show.
Fantastic. It's all our pleasure. Thank you, Phyllis, and this has been another fantastic show with the Lizzie T Radio Show. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. That was the wonderful and amazing, if you are looking right now at the Block Talk Radio Show, there is Phyllis' picture. She is a very, very beautiful lady, not only inside but outside, and she is part of the PWBN, the Professional Woman Business Network. If you are listening right now, her email and the links are below our fan page, also on our LizzieT.com website. And now we have our most amazing part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. You that have submitted your song, we will be featuring here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Always from new singers and new artists that want to showcase their stuff here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are more than happy and willing to play your song here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So this is the musical part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you for listening, everyone, and make it a fantastic day.
Professional John Maxwell certified coach, trainer, and speaker who brings intentional and simply principles that have been known and used by the greatest leader and most successful people in the world. Dynamic, resourceful, and dedicated lifelong learner, she is passionate about bringing her creativity and positive energy to every task and endeavor. Her position as the president of the Business and Professional Woman of Durand and District Director of the Greater Toronto Area allows her to apply what she had learned, her studies, and the work of international leadership expert John Maxwell. This team of coaches, trainers, and speakers have trained and certified people to be intentional in their lives, both privately and professionally, by working with purpose and having a solid fun. Having found her passion in empowering women to recognize and develop their potential, and being part of John Maxwell's team is a way that she further assists others in realizing their potential.
50 events, a full service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Their website, ohmygoshevents.com.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.